Do you enjoy comedy bits from the Bob and Tom Show? Well, this is the podcast for you. It's the Bits and Pieces Podcast.
Thank you, Chick. Welcome to Bits and Pieces, the podcast that revisits our favorite Bob and Tom Show comedy bits. I'm Willie Griswold, joined by Jess, Jessica, and Jason. And today, we are talking taxes. Very simple question for everybody. Do you have your taxes done?
I do. I filed them 2 weeks ago, all by myself, like a big girl.
Yeah, I filed mine.
Very good. Jason?
I have not hit send yet.
You haven't?
Really?
I had something I literally had to get, and it's literally a stupid story, but I'll tell it anyway. I always get the TurboTax or whichever, mm-hmm. and this year I got it, and I installed it on my computer at home, and it let me install it.
Okay.
Here's the thing. It let me install it. And then when I went to open it, sorry, your operating system is out of date. And I have an old computer that I can't update any farther.
Ooh.
So I'm literally doing it on the computer here at work.
Yeah.
So I'll forget something. I'll need something. Go home. Oh. Next day. Oh, crap. I need something else. So it's a little bit inconvenient.
Yeah.
But it'll be done maybe later today.
There you go.
Very
you
fun.
It is the one thing in my life that I always put off.
Oh, really?
As you can
tell,
it's May. We're supposed to do it in April. They gave us an extra month. Last year, we had till July
something?
Oh, yeah. I did it the day before.
I think July 4th weekend I was doing it.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like I'm rude here, Jason. Maybe you kind of just read like a suck up in class kind of thing. Does Jason give you like the excuse me teacher you forgot to assign us the homework vibes?
Oh no!
Right?
Oh no! I don't get that vibe.
Really?
No.
Jason, I thought you were gonna say, yeah, my taxes have been done since March. I thought you were gonna say I am the tax guy.
Never.
No,
it's the one thing I really
I could
put
see
off.
Him holding off because he's so thorough.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not.
That's not the reason. That's not the reason. No, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's the one thing that just like,
it sucks paying taxes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of times I'll pay one side and get some back.
Right.
You know me. I'm even Steven here.
Have you guys been audited before?
No.
I kind of have a little thing like that right now.
Yeah.
I just have to call and I have to do the identity proof service and you can't go into the office because it's COVID. So I have to do it over the phone.
Gotcha.
It's been a nightmare.
Yeah, I did that the first time. We were talking about this off the air before we started when I started working here. And then I would get checks from different affiliates for individual comedy shows and things like that. And I was a baby, and I was just like, yeah, whatever. I'm sure this will all wash out. Nope. Like 3 years later, hey, you owe us $10,000.
Oh, no.
Dang.
$10,000?
When I say $10,000, I mean like we're talking 10,000 something. I mean, it was very close to $10,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, is it like the sort of the thing some people do? Like, yeah, when they want it, they'll come to me, and then I'll pay half what they ask.
No,
isn't that a thing?
Yeah,
probably.
You can settle.
I don't.
But you're eventually gonna get it. Like, I just had them withhold more, and then just keep whatever I would get back for the following years until it was paid
off.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's what
gotcha.
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
That was the arrangement I made. It was just easier that way.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
I think that's the tax man. If you owe them, they're like, well, we'll never give you a refund again until we get what we deserve.
Yeah.
And we also know that you get a direct deposit. We're going to tap into that if we need to.
You're talking about this like it's the Sopranos. Just goes, that's the arrangement we made. That's we made an
you
arrangement.
You can't get out of this.
Dude,
we talked about it.
The feds are the original mafia.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on PMI. What is that about? What a joke.
We got to talk about this thing of ours. Just sort it. Okay, well, let's get to our first bit. Sometimes a little discipline is needed when you're doing your taxes.
Hey, Mr. Taxpayer. Here's something special from Bob and Tom Financial Services. It's time again to think about filing your income taxes. But as tax laws get more and more complicated, many people worry that they won't be able to prepare their own tax forms. But here at the YourMat Tax Prep Offices, we take the worry out of the tax season.
What does YourMat stand for?
YourMat. YORMAT. Your old retired math and algebra teacher.
An old retired math and algebra teacher?
That's right. Sort of. Here's how YourMat tax prep works. You simply bring in your tax forms and appropriate financial information and let the YourMat tax prep helper guide you through the process of filling out your tax forms.
And where did that number come from?
I'm not sure.
You better be sure, little mister. Did you carry the two when you added up this column?
I think so.
Did you check your work?
I'm a distinguished physician. I certainly don't need
your... I said, did you check your work? Does line 47 in Schedule C correspond with line 48?
Well, not exactly.
Well, not exactly. Not exactly, huh? Well, it looks like a certain doctor's not exactly getting milk and cookies for recess. However, he will be getting audited and end up in a minimum security federal prison.
What?
Yes, at Your Matt Tax Prep, we don't actually fill out the tax forms for you. We make you do it. And we make sure you do it right. Or we make you do it over and over and over again until you get it right.
Oh, you think that's correct, Dr. Big Shot? What's 9 times 8?
63?
Wrong! Someone needs to learn their multiplication tables.
Your old retired math and algebra teacher. At Your Matt Tax Prep, we guarantee that someone will be looking over your shoulder every second as you struggle with filing your taxes.
Look, I got it. My whole 1040EZ is filled out.
1040EZ. That's the short form. That's no good.
What? Why not?
You have to show your work. I guess we're going to have to back up and start over.
You're a mean old hag.
What did you say?
Have you seen my medical bag?
Nice try, Sawbones. Just for that, you can sit in the corner and fill out a Schedule A and help Simmy with his 1099.
Oh, no, not Simmy. He's a class idiot.
Your Matt, your old retired math and algebra teacher tax prep. Stop by and see how we can help you today. And just in case you're thinking about not taking our tax help seriously, remember this sound?
Ow! Hit my knuckles with that freaking ruler!
You watch it, little man. I'll wash out that filthy mouth of yours with soap, and then turn your thieving butt over to the IRS.
Ow!
That's right. Some of our tax prep specialists are old, retired, non-math and algebra teachers.
Son of a...
Well, looks like someone wants to stay after class and write out the Ten Commandments 100 times on the blackboard.
Ow!
Your Matt Tax Prep. Only from Bob and Tom Financial Services.
Your old math and algebra teacher.
That's good.
That's a really fun, it's sort of in the, you know, there's like the your mom doing the navigation voice. There's sort of this weird genre of bits where it's something like that.
Yeah, that's Etta Mae. And doesn't she do a, does she do a GPS for us on one of our GPS bits?
Yeah, I think we just had her a
few weeks ago. Yeah. And is
that, I can't remember which one, but.
I don't remember his name. Is that the intern that does I Would Rather Watch Star Wars, than Have Sex?
Matthew Margin.
Matthew. Yeah. I mean, that's a Bob and Tom Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
he did a really great job on this, too.
Oh, yeah,
he was one of those interns, and actually, I feel like here's how our interns work. Either you stay here and work, or we never hear from you again.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I mean, it really is, because we had a string there of either was Matthew or Mike's.
Oh,
Matthew,
really?
Michaels, yeah, and gone.
Yeah. Well, or you go produce another morning show.
Sometimes that happens, which that was not a Matthew or Mike, but he's doing fine.
Yeah.
I had to look up the term sawbones.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, what the heck is sawbones? And then just said a doctor of surgeon. Then I'm like, what's the slang for it? A doctor or surgeon. So it's like, cool.
Yeah.
I like learning. That nun bit, though, hitting the ruler, my mom had that. She used to talk about the nuns hitting your hand all the time.
She went to Catholic school?
Mm-hmm. Elementary school.
Yikes. Did you go to Catholic school?
No.
Why did I think that?
My kids went to Catholic school for a little bit. No. I converted to Catholicism as an adult. That was weird. I don't know why. But
peace be with you.
And also with you, man.
Yeah, you bet.
It's actually also with your spirit now. They changed it.
Ah, crap. I don't even know.
They changed it?
The last Vatican conference. They changed a lot of stuff. I just went to a Catholic funeral a couple weeks ago, and I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, they changed it up.
A lot of updates.
Yeah.
Will they allow priests to marry yet?
No, but that seems like that'd be the first thing they would change, don't you think?
I know one that left to get married.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, over the non-denominational world, you can pretty much do whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's interesting.
What are we talking about?
Taxes!
In the non-denominational world? Just these godless Lutherans running around town.
No. We're just straight up boring Christian.
Yeah.
Don't choose a way. Right. Yeah, whatever.
I'm just saying, any institution where you don't let women have any power, it's going to get bad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. I
mean, just from an organization perspective, yes, it's like, right? Fellas, we're not going to figure this one out. Yeah. You got to get some of those pink post-it notes, pink ones and the yellow ones. The ladies have that figured out.
Yeah,
that's so
ladies
dumb.
Are sawbones now.
Yeah,
that's right. We're in the future, baby.
Well, let's get back to taxes. I mean, this one, who better to advise you on your taxes than Donnie Baker?
Hey, man, it's Donnie Baker, man. You know, a lot of people are just now getting around to filing their taxes, and I've got a couple tips on how you could score a big, fat refund this year. I swear to God I do.
Do tell.
First of all, man, everybody thinks that fancy write-offs for so-called dependents means that you gotta have kids, but it don't. It means you gotta have people who just depend on you, that's all. So if you tuck more than 300 singles into a stripper's thong during the last fecal year, technically, man, she counts as a dependent.
Oh, really?
Look it up. Uh-huh. And here's another loophole in the system. Since a stripper don't empty out the contents of her G-string until after she's finished her dance, I mean, say they find a bunch of sweaty singles and one coupon for 25 cents off a box of Kotex. There ain't no way to prove who tucked the coupon.
Oh.
So you get credited for a full buck back. I swear to God you do. For my second tax tip, did you know if you buy a boat from someone, you can write that off as a business expense if the guy selling the boat has ever mentioned it on the radio? I swear to God that's true. Oh, and here's another one. You can also deduct all the money you spent on porn in the last fecal year just...
Donnie, I just got a letter from the IRS and I'm getting audited. The advice your tax guy gave me is all wrong.
Shut up, Randy. It ain't wrong.
Is too.
No, it ain't.
I thought you said this guy was a CPA.
Scotty Winkler is too a CPA. I swear to God he is.
Scotty is a certified public accountant?
No, dumbass. He's a certified panty appraiser.
Yeah.
And he won a t-shirt that proves it at the county fair last year. Hell, he squirted water into a clown's mouth until the balloon popped. I'll tell you something, man. You never want to get into a situation where your life depends on squirting water into a clown's mouth faster than Scotty Winkler. The man's got ice water in his veins. I swear to God he does.
Oh, God. I am so screwed. Why didn't I ever listen to you?
Shut up and relax, Randy. You can get out of it. Everybody knows it. Just tell him you're a CPIMA.
What?
Certified pain in my ass. I swear to God you are. I'll even write you a receipt to prove it.
Just get back to work, Donnie. Your break's over.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
I still got 8 minutes.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't.
Got three of them.
No, it ain't.
Donnie Baker, little tax advice.
Oh,
we should. I think we're legally obligated to say you should not take any of that tax advice.
Yeah.
Advice period from Donnie is not a good idea.
CPIMA.
I know, I like that. I was like, man, I'm going to use that.
Yeah, you're going to use that on Max later.
I know, I am. I was like, yeah, I'm definitely going to say that. And he's going to roll his eyes so hard.
This was an era where a lot of bits had the no, it ain't.
No, it ain't.
And
it's one
of my favorite
ones. It is one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
And when he said that, I immediately went back to the road, being in the car with the pork pistols. Me and all four of them.
That sounds so brutal.
Dude. There was one time that we got pulled over and there wasn't a legal driver's license in the car, myself included.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
How did you let it get to that point?
Well, it was... I can tell the story another time. But yeah. Yes, actually, Donnie was the only one, if you can believe it, with a legal driver's license.
Okay.
So we all had to pile in one car. There were two cars. We all had to get in one car.
Oh, dang. No.
Not kidding you.
What
not
a
kidding
nightmare.
You. Yeah.
Was it like it had like expired like the day before, or was it like
no,
this,
it was
some
one of those
thought
things.
Had gone into this?
Yeah. So no. Like one of them, I think, was like they're like DUI, DW. I don't know.
Oh,
a couple of those. Not mine, obviously. But there was a car accident. You have to turn in an insurance.
Sure.
And if you don't, then they hold your license. Mm. There was a lot of things going on, yeah.
I mean, that's the sort of rock and roll, crazy lifestyle.
Yes.
Live on the road with Donnie Baker.
But we would all, but there was a time where that was the phrase. Anytime no was the answer,
yeah,
no
right.
It ain't is yeah. What everybody screamed. Yeah.
Bringing it back.
What time's the show tonight? 9:00.
No, it ain't.
Hey, I think my license says I'm clear to drive. Oh, I messed up the phrasing a little bit.
Oh.
Look at this license, you're clear to drive. No, I messed it up again, damn it. It's no, it
I'm
ain't.
I'm clear to drive.
I'm clear to drive. My license is good. No, it ain't.
No, it ain't.
Thank
there you go.
No, it ain't.
damn, I did a good job there, didn't I? I'm really earning my money today.
Luckily, the cop was a fan of the show. He could have arrested. Yeah, we could have all been in trouble, but he was just a fan.
He gave him a few brandies, and he's like, you're good to go.
He was like, he just said, he was like, here, I'm going to follow you off here. Call your friend. And we waited for Ron to catch up with us.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't that nice? It was so nice of that guy.
Do you know what's funny? I just had this flashback. My dad, we were in Michigan of season 2 of Survivor, I want to say, and we were late to go watch the finale of Survivor, like one of the final episodes, and we got pulled over, and he was like, hey, I know this sounds insane. We were just going a little bit fast because we wanted to go check out the end of Survivor. And it was such a massive phenomenon at the time. The guy was like, all right, man, get in there. Go Colby. You know, like, let's see what happens. Everybody was watching that show at the time.
That's funny.
But if it was Tom, so if he said that doesn't matter, would you think the next thing out of his mouth would have been, and I am Tom Griswold, and I, as you can see my ID.
I don't think I've ever actually seen him use that.
No.
I've seen him like, I can't even think of anything.
I don't think I've ever seen him.
And here's a part of it is he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
People know his voice. And I know, and around here, a few stop signs were eliminated.
Yeah.
Okay, you know where we were?
Yeah.
Just for lunch today? There used to be a stop sign at those railroad tracks. And there was nothing going on there, so people would go through it. And Tom did it once. And he got pulled over because a cop was there. And as he pulled up to the car, he saw it was your dad. And he's like, damn it, Tom! Yeah. Go on.
Yeah.
Yes.
My dad will, though, occasionally. He'll be like if something doesn't work for me, he'll go, well, did you tell him who I was? No, you can't use it. I know it'd be embarrassing for you to do it, but it's embarrassing.
He doesn't have his face is his past, literally. And
he's such a duck and cover guy, though. Even when he's in public, like he wants to disappear. He's super quiet. Mm-hmm.
When he's in his house, he wants to disappear. He's always just trying to find a place where he can get some stuff done. Here we go. Well, this is nothing better, Bob and Tom. I always think big produce numbers. This is a big band number about taxes.
Do you put off doing your taxes because you're afraid you'll owe the IRS a small fortune? Are you confused about all the loopholes and deductions available to you? Hi, I'm Morty Gleckman. This year, let us prepare your tax return, and we guarantee you'll receive a generous refund. Who are we? We are Red Flag Accounting.
The IRS won't really care about that stuff you don't declare. We'll write off everything you bought. We're by your side till you get caught. Red Flag Accounting, your records are okay. Red Flag Accounting, we'll look the other way.
All right, have a seat, Mr. Chump.
It's Mr. Crump. Damn it, it's cold in here. Why is your office inside a meat locker?
Do you know what it costs to rent space in a real office building? Besides, I can write off all my meals as an office expense. Now, Mr. Chump, I've been using my calculator to crunch those numbers you gave me over the phone.
That's not a calculator. It's a broken TV remote.
No, it isn't. Hey, look, what do you say we start filling out this short form?
That short form looks an awful lot like a cocktail napkin.
Hey, who's the professional here, huh? Now, you said that you're a bachelor. Do you have any pets?
Yeah, I have two dogs, a cat and a goldfish. Why?
All right, that makes you head of household with four dependents. Now, did you do any business traveling this year?
Yeah, I went to a convention in Las Vegas.
Ah, Vegas. Did you spend any money on hookers?
Yeah, a couple grand.
Great, we can write it off. We call that the Bush tax cut. Listen, I've got enough here. I'll finish this later.
Huh?
Why don't you just go ahead and sign right here?
Is this my tax form?
No, it's a waiver exempting me from any lawsuits. In fact, technically, we've never met.
Nah, I don't want any part of this.
You'll be getting a $10,000 refund.
Where do I sign?
Skip right over Schedule D. Now you're serving 1-3. You thought we could make you rich. Now you're someone's prison bitch. Red Flag Accounting. Looks like you took a bath.
I love the fake commercials where they like call it out for being illegal. There's the other one about like I can't remember the bit. I think it's the guy that he shoots at space jug that falls from the sky.
Oh, Dan Cummins.
Yeah.
Danny Jackson.
Danny Jackson. And like,
Emporium. Yeah.
In fact, this radio station isn't held accountable. In fact, this is just between you and Danny Jackson.
Yeah, not Danny's parents.
I just love right. the idea that there would ever be a commercial where they were telling you that what you were doing was illegal and right. that they would still put it in the commercial. To me, that is so silly.
That way they're clear. Yeah, like, hey, like, why you can they? Still do it, but, you know, it's not right.
It's just so silly and funny to me. Red flag accounting.
I wonder where Morty Gleckman, the name, came from. Because a lot of times I know there's names Tom brought from the past.
Yeah, and there's...
And it sounds like an accountant's name.
It definitely does. And I sometimes find that I get it confused. Like, I'll mix up Seinfeld characters with characters that we reuse here.
Oh,
because
sure.
they sound kind of like, you know...
Morty's one of the guys down in Florida, I think.
That, oh, really?
That,
okay.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
What, in DeLand?
See, you've confused Bob and Tom lore with Seinfeld lore. Yeah, it got a little.
Oh, we're
got
doing
a
Seinfeld,
little dicey there.
Florida, yep. not yep. Bob and Tom, Florida. My
no,
bad.
It's okay. Yeah, that Jerry's folks are down in Florida for a lot of those episodes. Yeah. And
what is it? I got a lot of problems with you people, and I botch right. it. I don't watch this. Yes. Okay,
yeah.
my bad.
Oh man, that was beautiful.
I made a DeLand
the
joke.
Looks they gave me. You don't understand that silence. That wasn't edited. There's just pure was, uncomfortable
and
stares.
Looks around.
Well, it also took me a while
to
figure out.
I had time
to
look at all of you.
Yeah.
I did it. I was like, is there a DeLand episode of Seinfeld? I was like, Oh no, poor Jessica was just confused.
She's dumb.
No,
we're talking
no,
about
you're not
Seinfeld.
Dumb.
You know what, Morty? How about Morty Smith,
nice.
Who travels with his grandfather?
No,
Rick.
It was
yeah.
a confused she thing. She was just trying too yeah. hard. I think.
No,
you guys suck.
Oh, fantastic.
You're doing a great job. No, this morning on the big show, I made like a DeLand joke. It was like the governor of Ohio. We're talking about him. His name is DeWine. And I go like, oh, where's he get the bottle from?
Oh, that's good.
I said, I am off today, gang. I go, where does he get DeWine from? It comes from the bottle. And then it got like nothing. And then Josh, the king of this, sets it up properly. He goes, oh, we got to DeLand. I don't know. I'm all angry about it. I hate Josh.
I appreciate it. Oh, man.
Too funny.
Yeah, so we got lost in the Florida reference there, but we're okay. We're going to be fine. And you guys, while we're talking about Seinfeld, I want to talk about another show. And it was a great show. And sure, it got canceled, but what a great show it was.
It's time once again for an episode of The Sam and Willie Show, the program that follows the adventures and misadventures of Sam and Willie Griswold, Tom's kids. Let's join the boys up in their bedroom talking with their father.
So, guys, did you get enough to eat tonight?
Yeah, Dad, I'm stuffed.
Me too.
Well, then I think it's time my little dependents got some sleep. Good night, boys.
Night, Dad.
Sam, what did Dad mean when he called us his little dependents?
Well, you see, Willie, April 15th is tax day, and Dad gets to take a deduction for each of us because we're his dependents. And it seems like right before April 15th, he gets a little nervous, because I don't think he can take the deduction if we die.
So that's why we're getting good meals for a change?
Yep, he's just trying to keep us alive.
Gee, Sam, how much money does he get to deduct?
I think it's like $3,000 for each of us.
$3,000? And he calls us his little dependents? I guess that explains how he could afford all those cool new video games he bought for us yesterday and the LeBron James jerseys.
Yeah, although I think he bought all that stuff so he don't run away.
Let me guess. If we run away, he doesn't get the deduction.
Exactly.
So together, we're worth 6,000 bucks?
Yep. Remember a couple of years ago when he sponsored those three kids for 29 cents a day?
It didn't last very long, did it?
Nope. It only lasted until Dad's accountant told him he couldn't write off those kids.
Write off?
Yeah, that's just another way of saying deduction.
Well, can we get $3,000 for Chick McGee then?
What are you talking about?
Remember a couple of weeks ago when Dad came home all mad and said, "Kids, after this morning's show, you can pretty much write off your Uncle Chick."
Really? I don't think that's what he meant.
Will the boy survive until April 15th so that Tom can get his deductions? What? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Sam and Willie Show.
So many things to talk about.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing? I've gone through puberty since then.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, you're welcome. It took me until I was about 18, but I got there. Oh my gosh, what a fun little voice I had there.
That is fun. So fun.
And then Sam sounds like a real man. I don't know what the hell that is.
I feel like Sam has always sounded like that.
Oh yeah, Sam's so great. Sam.
Can I just, Willie and I had lunch before this.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, yeah, I'm buying for all of us, and I'm getting Froske and Sam. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah, you called me Sam.
I inadvertently called him Sam.
That's
dude,
funny.
It's
an
fine.
Hour and a half ago.
When you have as many siblings, I get Sam, I get Charlie, I get the dog, I get Figaro, I get all of them. Like, that's like four dogs ago, Dad.
Hey, is that dog alive?
Yeah. Oh, God, no.
Oh, that's
no,
what I thought. I was
that
like,
made
whoa.
Me so sad when I said God, no, just... Like, I was like, oh, I should have said goodness, but I was like, oh, I miss Figaro. Yeah, fun.
My grandmother called me. I was Brian, Aaron, Jason.
Oh, yes.
With my cousins.
That's how we are. Oh, all of, yes, it is. You get every cousin except you. That's how it always goes.
Brian, Aaron, Jason sounds like the third lead on Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, that does actually.
Those 90s actors.
Yeah, exactly what it is.
First names.
Yep. Taking everything in. Brian, Aaron, Jason.
Yeah, that's close.
That's kind of weird. Yeah, three first names. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Brian Austin Green. It doesn't matter.
Close enough.
I'm just running bets over here.
So, Willie, I know you're a loyal fan to a certain NBA team. Would you have ever worn a LeBron jersey?
I think I'd get a LeBron jersey now just because I respect him as a player so much. Mm-hmm. I did not like LeBron on the Cavs or the Heat because he consistently took the Pacers out. Yeah. I've watched LeBron single-handedly beat so many Pacers teams. Mm-hmm. But yeah, at this point, it's like, what am I going to do? Am I just not going to enjoy watching a magical man fly through the air and slam dunk a basketball? It sucks because he's playing against, but now he's out of our division.
Yep.
I don't really care. But yeah, I never would have had a LeBron James jersey growing up.
Yeah.
But also, I don't like to get the top dog of the jersey. Even when Peyton was here, I didn't want a Peyton jersey.
Yeah.
I wanted like a Bob Sanders jersey or a Jeff Saturday, the Pat McAfee. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I had a Mike Vanderjagt jersey, the kicker.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm sort of a, I don't like to get, nobody wants to root for the Yankees. No one wants to root for Goliath. You know, you want to root for the little guy.
I am 100% with you. I find the hottest lineman, and that's the jersey I get every time.
Very nice.
If you're looking at the Colts team, we got a couple of hot linemen. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well,
I like the fellas. No, they look good.
Quinn Johnson.
I'm just saying, I like a good, they've got the good look, the offensive linemen, you know?
Well, I was able to get a Hooker jersey finally when
Malik Hooker.
Malik came, and that was the only way we could get Hooker on a jersey.
You were trying to personalize a jersey, and they
did.
Yeah, we tried. They wouldn't let us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not fair. Like, dude, it's my name. Look, billing address on the card.
The whole thing.
That sucks.
They wouldn't do it.
I saw a funny thing. Before LeBron came to L.A., Megan Gailey, a comedian, her husband's a big LeBron fan, and he wanted to get a King James Lakers jersey.
Yeah.
But you couldn't get it because, like, there was, like, LeBron wasn't there yet, and you couldn't get it personalized.
Right.
And so, like, he sent a lion being like, yeah, my grandpa's name was James, and he was the king of the family, so we called him King James.
Are you serious?
I'm like, it would mean a lot to me if I could get this.
Did they do it?
He, like, yeah, he had to, like, send in an appeal, but he got it done.
So wow.
I guess that process does exist.
Not in the NFL.
Yeah, I guess
apparently not.
I guess not.
Well, let's not overlook Willie's performance. I guess you were doing an impression of your dad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me just say, your uncle, after that, you can pretty much write off your Uncle Chick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever imitate your dad behind his back?
Oh, yeah, like constantly.
Kids? Did you, what was your taunt, like, did you have a Tom impression?
It's GD. I don't want to be. I don't want to be crass. But I mean, when you're a kid, that's the. Oh damn it, boys! I mean, that's what it was. It was all go get off of it. Stop hitting each other. We're in Michael's. You know, whatever it was. We were always
don't bring us to a craft store.
I mean, we were just breaking. We were breaking displays. Uh-huh. We were falling over sunglasses all over the place.
When I go shopping with Chick.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Could you imagine Chick taking the little Griswold boys years ago?
No,
the
it's not
terror.
Even. No, it would have been the same. Yeah. I was at a Williams-Sonoma with Chick, and I kid you not, you guys, it's a 12-foot display, and he was like, "Is this fixed?" And goes like this, and giant white plates just start falling.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And I said, was I not paying close enough attention to you that you had to create a distraction so I would look?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he did.
I hate making a scene in public. I get very worried about, like, if I'm at a grocery store, I won't cross the path someone is going down with their cart if I think I'm going to get in the way. Mm-hmm. Because just constantly as a child, I was in everyone's way. And I was just like fighting and wrestling and in the middle of the grocery store or whatever.
Is that what you were told?
I try to follow the rules of society a little bit more now. Well, no, my dad does not follow. He'll walk. He goes through a grocery store. He walks around all over the place. He's got no regard for the people going places.
That's so funny.
Yep. It's funny.
Because when he walks through here, he's always like, he may as well just throw himself up against a wall and be like, I'm sorry, I'm in your way. You know, like he just, but it's not because he thinks he's in your way. He doesn't want to touch you or get close.
Oh, no. Yeah, but those bits are the best. Love Tim Kavanaugh.
Oh, yeah.
So much fun doing bits with Sam.
How old were you guys there, you think?
So it's got to be like he's 15 and I'm like 11 or whatever.
Okay.
It's probably that range.
Yeah.
He was a senior when I was a freshman.
Oh, okay.
So that's the sort of age.
That's nice.
Range. Yeah. Really fun. And he was a very cool, the coolest older brother to have in high school because he was nice.
And you got to ride to school with your older brother.
I got to ride to school with my older brother.
That's nice.
There was a period where I would come into the station in the morning and then he would pick me up. He would like, because he would sleep in, but then he would come pick me up at the station.
Gotcha.
And that was cool. And then he would, don't tell anybody, he would smoke a cigarette on the way to school.
Shut up.
While we listened to the Strokes. And I felt like the coolest kid in the whole world. I was like, yeah, my brother's a cigarette smoker. No big deal. I have to ask him if we can put that out. I don't know if he actually likes people talking about the fact that he used to smoke. Let's get into our next bit. This one, I can't believe I'm reading this. Yes, sometimes lubricant is necessary at tax time.
Hello, Americans. It's that time of year again. You received your tax forms in the mail, and now it's time to settle up with the IRS. When it comes to tax preparation, well, listen to this.
Honey, we got our tax forms.
Are you going to try to do it yourself again this year?
I don't know. It's such a pain in the butt.
Taxes can be a pain in the butt. That's why you should let the specialists at Tax Preparation H Incorporated do your taxes for you. Tax Preparation H Incorporated relieves the pain often associated with filing your taxes. And Tax Preparation H Incorporated can reduce those piles of paperwork to one small form that you simply have to sign and file.
Did you go to Tax Preparation H Incorporated?
I sure did.
Do we owe much?
Yep. Oh, we really got reamed by the IRS. Well, I'll tell you, it doesn't hurt as much thanks to Tax Preparation H Incorporated.
Tax Preparation H Incorporated. We're just itching to do your return. Tax Preparation H Incorporated. Hey, and if you want, we'll even tell Uncle Sam to shove it up his...
Gosh. Don't you wish you heard that commercial for real on the radio? We'll tell Uncle... Yeah, you can't do that. You can't tell Uncle Sam to do that. You can't even tell any of your family to do that.
Well, you can, but then everyone gets frumpy. And, well, they said this on the radio. And I don't have a sense of humor. Sorry.
I love her.
I like that voice.
She seems fun.
I'm going to complain about everything.
Yeah.
You can't get this product in this week. Well, I'm going to Yelp and Google reviews and letting people know.
Wow. Is she like a little
bit of anger.
It's a weird, fun voice.
Nobody likes her.
Yeah.
No one likes her.
Sorry.
Or him.
It can be a guy.
Yeah.
What are we doing? I'm sorry. No, the land.
We're talking about anything but Texas.
Jeez.
Now, that bit totally has Tom written all over it.
Oh yeah.
It's probably a late 80s bit, is from what it sounds. It even sounds like, do you remember the era when the local comedy club was ran by a guy named Chick?
Chick, yeah.
Not our Chick, but a different Chick.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times he'd be in there laughing on stuff, and I think he's on there laughing on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah. Sounded like it. So...
I mean, it's a very like writer heavy bit. It's not like performance based. It's not like pun based, really.
Yeah.
Because usually when you get something that's like writing heavy, it's like, okay, here we go. Here's going to be all the puns.
Yeah.
Here's going to be the.
Yeah. It's one of those where Tom, he was like, what can I do to make me feel better?
Sure.
And so
this is what he did.
Yeah.
That is one of Tom's most genuine complaints.
Yeah.
Is taxes.
Yeah.
And you can always tell him, it's like if anything made before any of your money made before 10 a.m. should be tax free.
I love that.
You know, I don't really disagree. Actually,
maybe at least get half the taxes.
Yeah.
He's up working hard.
Yeah.
He's up early working hard.
I think I'm like, what? How many years away am I from just being like an old bitter man that's like, they're taking our money and da da da. Like, I'm not that bitter about taxes yet.
Well, based on genetics, you're not far.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See where Sam is right now.
Yeah, there you go.
And it might give you a clue as to where you're headed.
Do a little math.
Oh, gosh. I almost made a mean joke about him being bald. I love you, Sam. I'm so sorry. I didn't want to do it. I was going to say he was stressed out and it drove him to be bald. But I didn't even want to do
it. Yeah, good thing you didn't say that.
Yeah, good thing yes, they really saved the day there, Will. You really dodged a bullet there, pal.
Oh, my God. That was early Dave Dugan, by the way.
That's what I was going to say. Bit. I knew it was Davey Dugan. Yeah.
Davey Dugan.
He's the best at that straight voice.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Davey Dugan.
Sorry. Davey Dugan.
Little Swedish action.
And he did one of the best straight voices, Steak and Shake, famous for steak burgers.
Yes, he did for a long
many
time.
Many years. He was the voice of that.
Yeah,
yep.
That's really? Right.
I
did
hear it.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's like seeing a teacher in public kind of thing. Like
yes.
You don't realize how weird it feels. Like, oh,
yes.
Whoa, I didn't know that was there.
And it's not the current one. I think they changed it maybe 5+ years ago.
Yeah.
But for quite a while before that, he was the guy.
Did I tell you guys that my friend posted a Steak and Shake billboard? It's a guy that doesn't live in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And he posted a billboard of Steak and Shake. And I was like, hey, dude, are you an indie?
Yeah.
And he was like, how are you? I don't know if you're so local or so fat. How do you know? How can you tell? And I was like, no, because I know that billboard. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, come on over. And we hung out. And he was like, I don't know what that is, man. But you got to relax on that. Yeah, I knew where he was. I knew exactly where he was.
Nice.
Well, we got a few more bits. This next one, I mean, what can we say? Politicians always have something to say about taxes.
I'm Doug LaDouche, and I approve this ad. Like many of you, I think taxes are too high.
Oh, yeah.
Just like you, I pay taxes on my cigarettes, liquor, and magazine prescriptions. And imagine how many jobs would be created if we could deduct our everyday living expenses, like child support, haircuts, and escort services. People often ask if I'm a member of the Tea Party, also known as the teabaggers. I tell them no, but many teabaggers do support me, Doug LaDouche. I call them LaDouche baggers. I'm Doug LaDouche, and I'm for eliminating all taxes.
Oh,
the
good.
Government should use its own money, not ours.
Paid for by the Doug LaDouche for President Committee, Ted Fiekelman, Treasurer.
Love that. Love you. Yeah, I love the irony of him saying that the government should use their money, and then at the end of the commercial, he did not pay for it. It was paid for by the people that are voting for it. Well, yeah, there's old Doug LaDouche. Man, I relate to that guy more and more as I age.
Really?
He's a smart guy. He sounds like he's got a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah, right to the point.
Mm-hmm. He's like your uncle, right?
My dad's only friend, I would say, right?
Yeah.
That's
what he says.
Well,
maybe.
Uncle Mark, Uncle Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a lot of cool guys to look up to.
Yeah.
Well, not look up, because those guys are short. Come on, I'm being mean today.
Woo!
Look at that. I mean, no one outside this studio is going to get that joke. None of the listeners.
Mm-mm.
That was just me to put two people down that I care about.
There's nothing wrong with being short. What do you mean putting them down?
I was.
Plus, they're already there. Because he's so short.
Aldi's in too.
Booze. Probably that height, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a real fun bit. I like the, you know, cigarettes, booze, and magazine prescriptions. It's like, oh, is this LaDouche or is this Donnie? I don't know who this is. That's the same. That joke can work for both of them.
Yeah.
Real weird, real funny.
Yeah, taxes are such a weird thing of you got to pay them, but then you don't always see where they're going. You only hear about where they're being wasted.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's as a...
If I have to itemize my taxes, I'm going to need you to itemize where my taxes are going.
No
sure.
Joke.
That's perfectly fair.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I donated blood and they were nice enough to send me an email that we sent your blood to Cleveland and
that's
blah, blah,
cool.
blah.
Are
I'm
you
like, well,
serious?
Thank you. Yes, it was with the American Red Cross.
Well, how
so
about that?
If you can, you know, give a pint or however much it was,
yeah.
throw some blood their way.
Yeah.
Come
that's
on.
Good.
Yeah,
now,
there is a shortage.
Your blood got to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's
yeah.
cool.
My blood, I've got the type that they like a lot. Whenever
yes.
whenever I give blood, I get a lot of phone calls afterwards.
Yeah.
But I got to get back in there because I got like a tattoo, so I couldn't get it. But yeah.
Really?
They call you, hey, Willie, man, you got any more of that blood?
I got the good stuff, man.
They
I got
do.
That O negative.
Yeah, they
I don't, yeah, when you get a tattoo, you can't get rid of it for 6 months.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Either that or I'm just very selfish with my blood, you know, not an organ donor. All for me, everything.
I can't give
blood.
That
was a joke. I am an organ donor on the record.
I'm the opposite. I can't give any blood.
Why not?
Because I don't have enough.
What do you mean? Oh.
I have low red blood count all the time, and it's too low to give. Otherwise, I would literally need a transfusion to give blood.
Yeah, don't donate so if you need. I mean, we all need it, but if you don't got any to spare, usually test you before too. So
yeah, I know. I have a monitor that tells me, and I can't.
Should you be getting blood?
I'm only 2 points away from needing blood today, so that's not bad.
Well, if you need any,
what
again,
a bummer,
I'm
right?
a universal
Sorry.
Guy. I'll just pump it right in there.
Yeah,
for you.
Will, yeah, there you right go. Up to chest. Yeah.
I watched that scene in Lost where the doctor does the blood straight from one person to another person.
Little
bamboo, a little tube in there. Oh, yeah, me and you, I'll give you some blood all day
long.
Okay,
sounds good. We'll just get a room set up here at the office.
We just both die.
No.
Yeah, Willie was doing some freelance doctor work. Did not go well.
We didn't close the podcast.
A fun behind the scenes here. Ironically, Jess would like to get some blood, but she's dying to get rid of some urine.
Yeah,
Because she's dying in between the bits here. We're like, no, you can't go anywhere.
No, it's my fault.
You have to pee real bad? It's okay. We're almost done. And then afterwards, you can get some water. You can think about waterfalls. You can think about rivers. The old
Mississippi. I am a world champion holder, okay?
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know why, but I can.
Like
I can
you're hold. One of those, I drove to Florida in one day, one stop.
I did drive to Atlanta one stop a couple weeks ago. That's not bad. That's 8 hours.
I did Cedar Rapids one stop, 6.5.
That's not bad. It's not bad.
I'm basically a hero.
Yeah.
Shoot, I'll drive to Cincinnati. Like it's not even 2 hours. I'm 8 stops. Oh. McDonald's. Yeah. Oh, now it's Starbucks.
Yeah,
now I gotta pee.
Chick McGee
I was gonna
time,
say, then you and Chick can ride together next time.
Oh, God, like, you know what? It's been 45 minutes. Let's stretch our legs, get some candy.
Oh no.
Go juice.
No.
Oh, love it.
That is so dangerous for a road trip. You're gonna ruin the whole attitude of the road trip.
Do you me by myself?
I've gone to Chicago with Chick a time or two, and I think it was a couple stops.
Yeah.
Just to get to Chicago. I mean, Chicago you can kinda go without any, right?
You stop at the big adult store. That stop.
And
the Lion's Den?
Yeah, that's where you get gas usually. That's your before you get on the other big dog,
the big
interstate.
Dog up there.
If you want to know where to go, there is a gas station next to a dairy farm that has delicious ham sandwiches. I love them. I've been made fun of for eating gas station sandwiches. I will never stop eating this gas station sandwich. It is delicious. I'll tell you where to go.
I'll trust their food.
Yeah. I'm going to Chicago tomorrow.
Really?
Yep.
I'm going tomorrow too.
Okay.
Let's eat a gas station sandwich. Okay, this is our final bit. There's nothing like a pull string doll to help you during the tax season.
Every year, millions of Americans prepare their taxes by themselves. Well, worry no more. Bob and Tom Action Figures, a division of Frigamall Industries, presents My Little Tax Buddy. That's right. My Little Tax Buddy was developed with cutting-edge technology utilizing voice recognition software so your little tax buddy can answer your real live tax questions.
All right, I've got my tax forms, W-2s, and receipts, so it looks like I'm ready. I'll just pull this string.
Hello. I'm your little tax buddy. Now, let's get started. Turn to page 1 of your 1040 form.
Okay, name, address, and social security number.
May I suggest that you just enter your wages on line 7 and move on to the next section. Most of this is just bureaucratic horse shit.
What?
Not only is my little tax buddy plain spoken, he'll minimize your tax burden.
I could take either the standard deduction or itemized deductions. What should I do, little tax buddy?
Well, my friend, this is the part where you get to stick it to the man. Let's start with medical expenses. You had some major surgery last year, didn't you?
Well, no.
Oh, sure you did. I believe you had that complicated femur replacement operation. Let's see, what's that go for? 90? 100 grand?
But I didn't...
Huh, that's the spirit. Just fill in the numbers.
Okay, what about my home mortgage interest?
Yes, you've got to itemize that, but not with that number they gave you at the bank. I usually tack on an extra 50 to 60%.
Is that legal?
Legal schmeagle. Welcome to America, son. And, of course, I take it you're a charitable guy, right?
I don't know. Am I?
Heck yeah, you are. I heard that the United Way asked you to stop giving because they couldn't keep track of all of your donations.
I'm not sure.
Shh! Can you hear that?
No. Hear what?
I think I just heard a Brinks truck dropping off your refund.
Wow.
My little tax buddy. He'll assist you with your taxes, among other things.
Hey, is that a picture of your girlfriend?
No, actually, it's my sister.
She's quite the hottie. What a sweet little ass.
Okay, I think it's time to put you away, little tax buddy.
No, wait, not yet. I just need to know if your sister's into chatty intellectual types. I'm sure I could meet her every need.
Lights out, little tax buddy.
Tell her I've got a business degree from Harvard. I work out 6 days a week. I f*** like a monkey.
My little tax buddy. He'll be your best friend before you know it. Heck, he may be your brother-in-law before you know it. My little tax buddy from Bob and Tom Action Figures. Get yours today.
I mean, that last line, that goes in the Hall of Fame, right? I mean, that is on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that got me.
Like a monkey? Oh, how great. That is such a weird little bit. My little tax buddy.
Is that Dean just sped way up?
Yeah, the little guy there.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is that a direct ripoff? Is that a ripoff of a direct product?
I just bought Donald a My Buddy doll.
You found
which came
one?
Out in 1985. Yeah, someone had it on Mercari because he was talking about how he, I don't know, we're into toys right now. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
So I bought him one, but it was the wrong clothing. Apparently the wrong color of shirt. Anyway, but I thought of My Buddy with the My Tax Buddy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that must
be. Or just
be
a dog.
Yeah.
Or just, but he doesn't talk, I don't think.
My buddy, my brother had a My Buddy, and we had to get rid of it because somebody let us watch Chucky when we were way too young. And so we were like, yeah, we can't have this in the house anymore.
You gotta get that doll out.
Yeah, you gotta get this dog out.
Donnie said he used to beat the crap out of his My Buddy doll before he went to bed, so he would be too sore if he tried to come alive and kill him like Chucky, because they always watch Chucky. So he'd beat the crap out of him. I'm like, why would you tick off the doll that can kill you?
Yeah.
I love weird
kid logic. Stuff. Yeah, I know. We just did the weirdest things. Oh my gosh.
Well, Mom, I'm not an idiot. If the doll wants to kill me, it can't if I beat it up before bedtime. Like, you're a little genius.
But you never want to beat up the My Tax Buddy because he f***s like a monkey.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go.
Edit point.
That's right.
I love recording podcasts that you can edit.
That's right.
So, you know who the co-star in that was, right?
Was that you?
Yes.
What?
That was me. And here's the fun. We're going to get to the genius of Tom Griswold here. That was the first bit I ever wrote.
Oh, really?
I wrote that entire bit. Okay.
Nice
no
job,
joke.
Huh?
Except for Tom added the little line
at the
end.
Of course.
That's great.
Emma Dean's funny production of him, like he was getting stuffed in a box and he's leaning.
Yeah.
I'm like a monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you
made the bit?
When you wrote that bit, did you have to reference, like, were you looking for like W-2s or whatever because you needed to get the wording of that bit right?
I probably was doing my taxes that spring and it came up. And Dean, I think what's funny is we have a thing in the system. I don't know what it's from. I'm sorry, I just got distracted. It's called My Little Bastard Baby. I don't know what that is.
I have never heard this.
I'm going to go ahead and guess. That's probably pre-network, I'm going to say.
What?
Yeah.
Pre-network.
Anyway, we might have to revisit that.
Let's say that's 88, 89 maybe is the guess on that one.
Probably, yes.
Who knows, man?
So there was a point about my buddy, my little buddy, my buddy. Oh, yeah, that was wherever I go, he goes my buddy, buddy.
That, my buddy.
That was it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think kid, sister.
That's probably prior to.
That was the girl one.
Willie's.
I think it was too early for me, or we didn't have it. Yeah. We had Cabbage Patch.
Oh, we had
but
it. Yeah, my buddy was a big damn deal.
Yeah.
And then Wrestling Buddies.
Oh, yeah. And
love
I've seen those.
Wrestling Buddies.
Again, things that we're collecting right now.
Yeah. We used to beat the crap out of those. That was real. The Bushwhackers.
Yep. Are these just little toys that you just...
No, they were big. They were like, two, 3 feet maybe.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know.
That
yeah, they
big,
were
huh?
they were big. And you would wrestle them and their arms came out like this. And so you could like put them in different positions and hold. My brother and I were really, really into the when it was the WWF. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we did that. We saw Hulk Hogan and Sergeant Slaughter, WrestleMania.
Sure.
Very
downtown.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome. Our stepdad took us. Well,
the first time I ever did stand-up was after I went to Monday Night Raw with my friends.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I wasn't really into professional wrestling, but like we were like day drinking or whatever, and we're like, let's go to Monday Night Raw.
Absolutely.
And then like my brother was at the open mic because he was a comic, so I was like, let's go hang out with my brother.
Yeah.
Got on stage. Yeah, wrestling, it's a lot of fun, man.
It was. We were in elementary school, though, and I think we were into it because our stepdad was into it at the time. I don't know. It was. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember that stepdad's name, so don't worry about it.
Sure. Love a step. Love a step parent hobby. There was.
You know you love that?
My mom hung out with a guy that we got into making kites for a little while.
Dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know. Nice. It's just, it is. It's weird the things that you're exposed to by the people your parents date. I know that sounds specific, but it's not. Mm-hmm. Not when you grew up like I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Party time. End I know. Of the podcast got a little too real.
All right. Yeah. Scheduling therapy now.
So, Jason, you wrote that bit, eh?
Yeah. Mm,
yeah, that was probably 02, I bet.
Oh, wow.
But so, it's not the first bit you've ever voiced, right?
I'm sure
kind
Dean
of
had me
in?
On something
yeah,
here or there.
Baby
I
one.
Honestly don't. The thing I remember first was when I was an intern in 95, I was on some local Italian restaurant.
Shut up,
commercial,
really?
Just a real commercial. Huh. Steve Wilmus at the time, who predates our buddy Tim Denniston.
Yeah.
Actually, I think he might have learned from him. But anyway, I think he put me on in something back in 95.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's kind of a first,
first time
thing,
you hear it on the radio.
No copy of that anywhere. I'm certain of it, but. Probably for the best. Even hear me on here, I was like, man, he's terrible.
I'm about to go back and listen.
Yeah.
I didn't even register it was you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm just so self-absorbed.
No, that's kind of good, though.
Yeah, that's
no, but that's the point. Your character, you shouldn't notice that character.
Right.
You're the straight man. Dean is the character. You want to.
Absolutely.
So if no one notices you, that means you did your job so well.
I'm just being a guy.
That's true.
Well, it's very funny. It was very well written and super. You know what it reminds me of a little bit is the clippy guy in Microsoft Word that used to pop up.
Yes.
Like,
paperclip.
Do you mean to use a semicolon? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of that sort of little advice thing.
You know what it reminds me of? I have to pee, Willie.
You have to pee? All right.
Jason, the paperclip.
If you like it, subscribe and review. Thanks for listening. This is Bits and Pieces.